Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, I'm doing a little prayer here. So as I told you last segment, Dan Menigan's at the U.S. Open today. And he is in the gallery, and he's walking around. And so he was trying to find a spot that he could call in. He's been sending me back pictures. He sent you back some pictures too, right? And
yes.
Some observations in the crowd. So hopefully we'll get a hold of Dan here in a second and we'll talk to him about what's going on at the U.S. Open. If not, we've got Tim May coming up at the U.S. Open. He's covered golf for decades for the Dispatch is what he did down in Columbus for years, and along with Ohio State and auto racing. So Tim knows his stuff when it comes to professional golf, and we'll get to him here at 1 o'clock. I'm looking forward to talking to him. Jeff, there was one other thing I wanted to talk to you about when it comes to baseball players and their independent, you didn't have to put your name on it.
The poll with the Athletic?
Yeah. And what it is, it was the question of robo-umps. And I thought to myself, man, I would think that they would want robo-umps.
I would think so.
Only 17% said yes out of 134 responses. One player said, I hate it. Another said, absolutely not. It's proven ineffective in AAA, and everywhere they've tested it, one National League pitcher explained, why would you remove the human element? The game will fundamentally change in a way that fans are definitely not going to like. It would make injuries and competitive nature of the game worse, and there would be fewer balls in play. Couldn't believe it.
I think that's interesting.
All right, come back. We'll talk about that in a second.
I'd prefer umpires myself.
I don't know. Let me ask another guy that might know this. All right, Dan Menigan is our man. He is entrenched now with the gallery at the U.S. Open. We will talk real soft. He is on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. Dan, are you in a place where you're not going to annoy people by talking to us on the phone?
Hello, gentlemen. I am standing here by the practice range where I'm watching Hideki Matsuyama get ready for his round of 18 here at Oakmont Country Club in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Is it confusing there? Is it confusing because the putting green is on the back where it's located in a weird spot, isn't it?
I'm staring at the putting green right now. It's off the 18th hole. So, like, the driving range and the putting green here is right off the 18th hole, where these guys are warming up, and I got a bunch of kids in front of me holding flags and successfully getting a boatload of autographs. And turns out golfers apparently must be in a good mood. I don't know if they played this course yet because they're being very nice to these kids. I would definitely catch them now before they're done with the amount of rough that I've seen here. This is ridiculous, gentlemen.
How cool is it?
Insane.
How cool is the course?
It is very cool in the fact that it is, this is going to sound weird, it is very much a golf course where, like, Augusta felt like a really, like, pretty garden that you're allowed to walk through and play golf. And, like, Muirfield kind of has this, like, everything is perfectly placed. Everything is, you know, very well-groomed, very well thought out with the idea of TV and to be a true test. This is a true test of golf where you are at a golf course. Like, the rough is 5.5 inches thick, and you can see it, and you can feel it, and you see balls get in there, and it just sticks. I'm standing up in front of Fescue right now that is probably, I'm about 6 feet tall. I would say this has got to be up to my thigh. Like, I mean, serious high grass and all that stuff. It is very cool.
All right, Dan, these are all, like, very golf questions. I don't really care about those. Have you run into anyone wearing metal spikes? That's what I care about. People in the gallery that are wearing metal spikes. That's very important.
So I have not seen metal spikes yet. I have seen a decent amount of plastic spikes. That is for certain. There are a lot of people who are definitely there waiting for, you know, for El Cerzak's elbow to give out and say it's broken so that he could step in and help along the way.
Well said. Next question. I know it's overcast today over there in Pittsburgh. How many gentlemen are wearing safari hats? Because it's like being on a safari.
So this is like the new golf trend, gentlemen, and I don't know where the hell it started. Somebody has to explain this to me. We are not talking like the standard run-of-the-mill bucket hat that you would see at various places.
Yes.
These are like oversized safari hats that people are wearing here, and they are everywhere. All of these people walking around seriously like they are about to take pictures of gazelle in the Serengeti. Like, you want to look at them and go, sir, your ball is not over by the wallaby. You don't need 360 degrees of complete sun coverage. It is overcast in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This is not the outback. What are we doing here?
Is there anything pretentious going? I mean, you're in Pittsburgh, so I normally wouldn't put Pittsburgh and pretentious together. Do you feel any of that pretentious feeling that you had at Augusta?
So not a boatload. There is a little bit of it. My personal favorite thing is there's definitely a class difference going on here in that there are a group of people who have a certain credit card of their preference. And so they have all been given, who have this credit card of preference, a headset that has the credit card on it so that you can listen to the golf coverage. And it is one-ear headset. So it's a bunch of people who look like your son coming up to you after he lost the other earpiece and saying, Dad, I look like I'm in the CIA, except the goober version of it. Where that's adorable. This is like, you're 50. What are we doing here?
All right, Dan, we're going to let you go because we know you're having your day off, but we just wanted to get the load. Oh, the other thing, did you get any of the cars on the turnpike to honk at you when you were on the bridge over the turnpike?
There were about four trucks that started honking as people were putting on 8.
Oh, that's outstanding.
Absolutely hysterical.
Outstanding.
It was hysterical.
All right.
I have no idea what caused it to happen. I have no idea what took place with it. But out of nowhere, you just heard.
It is weird that there's a turnpike. It is weird that there's a turnpike right through the middle of that course.
You play one and then cross the turnpike to play 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, 8. And then cross the turnpike again to play 9 in the back 9. It's bizarre.
All right,
and you don't totally know it's a turnpike if you didn't hear all the honking.
Well, if you've driven by there, everyone knows that. All right, Dan, we're looking forward to more stories on Monday. So enjoy yourself. Tim May, have you run into him yet or no?
I have not found Tim May yet. I figured I would let him accomplish whatever task he's attempting to accomplish before getting him thrown out of the place by being seen with me.
Well done. All
right.
Good
idea.
Tim May is going to join us at 1. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate you.
Gentlemen, we will check in later on from the golf course here as Hideki Matsuyama is about to begin his 18 holes in round 2 of U.S. Open coverage. There's a roar from the gallery. Let's go see what it is. I'll see you later.
Goodbye.
Dan's making an audition tape right here on the show.
It is weird. Have you ever listened to golf on the radio?
Yes, I did yesterday.
It is bizarre.
Yeah.
You would say to yourself, it's like, I remember the first time I heard a radio highlight on the air, and I think the radio highlight is a byproduct of sports talk radio, because I don't think there was no reason you would ever hear, like, you might hear one great call on a home run, that'd be the end of it, and you'd be like, oh, that was cool. But to hear people go through an entire game giving you the highlights of the game from an audio version, I used to think, what am I want to see this, I don't want to hear it. And to listen to them do play-by-play of golf on the radio, it's actually really cool.
Yeah,
I can't believe it. I never thought I would ever say that, but it's actually pretty cool.
You talked about that turnpike.
Yeah,
I did a little more digging yesterday because I was really curious.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, when the guy's name was Phones, when he bought the land, 191 acres,
yeah,
it had already a railroad running through it.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
The 191 acres that he was going to use for his golf course already had a railroad.
Okay.
The railroad workers had already done all the work, you know, going through rocks and, you know, digging holes and everything else. And then when they decided to put in a highway,
the Pennsylvania Turnpike.
Yep. Through, and it's on I-76. Mm-hmm. They looked at that area and it stopped, by the way, before they got to Oakmont, but then they continued it later. But they said, well, of course, the railroad guys have already done all the work. So the highway is built on top of what was the railroad.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that.
So it was already there.
That makes sense because they just rebuilt that bridge. I don't know if you've, the last time you were on 76 going through Pennsylvania where they charge you $50,000 on their turnpike just to get from one side to the other. But they
were just for the Iron City somehow.
Well, they were rebuilding. There's like a major bridge that's just on the, it's like by Beaver Falls, I would probably say. And the only reason I remember that is because of Joe Namath. But it's, they redid this like, the bridge that's over one of the rivers, and it's just like, wow, it's pretty breathtaking when you drive over it.
Cool.
But that's like, that's right before, I think it's right before you get to Oakmont, and you're going to check that out. So I do want to talk a little bit more about the Guardians, and what, maybe we'll do that a little bit later in the show. I do want to get back into the NBA and your thoughts about tonight's game, Jeff, because, you know, we watched Indiana the other night, and they came back late, and their magic has been there. I just still, as I watch this series, it's hard for me not to think about the Cavaliers and where they were. I just don't see any way that the Cavaliers were a better team than Indianapolis or than Indiana. They just weren't. And they're playing such great basketball.
Not in that series, no.
Yeah, just the whole playoffs, Indiana has looked good. There's just no, it doesn't matter who they play. They just ran through us like nothing. Just like nothing.
Well,
I still like
did.
Indiana. I like this series. I think the series is fun. I said to you in the beginning, Indiana in six. You guys all looked at me like I was nuts because you thought Oklahoma City was going to win this. Whether it might take 7 games, it might still take 7 games.
No, I didn't think you were nuts, Andy. I think Indiana's really good and they have a chance. I took Oklahoma City because I thought best team in the regular season. They've been good in the playoffs. I'll give them the edge with the home court advantage. I think Indiana's a terrific team. They've been really fun to watch. Really fun. And can they win it? Sure they can.
Who do you like tonight, then?
Oklahoma City.
Why do you like them tonight? Or
what's
the feeling?
I kind of do. I don't know. I think they're due to win a game. I also think whoever wins tonight wins the series.
If you win game 4, because remember game 3, it was a tough game for the Pacers to win in the playoffs before. They had struggled with that, and now all of a sudden they were able to win game 3.
I'm not counting Oklahoma City out of this thing at all. It's only 2-1. But boy, if Indiana plays its game, and they've played its game most of the time, they got smoked once by the Cavs. They got smoked in game 2. If they play their game, I don't think they lose. But I also think Oklahoma City is very capable, especially defensively, of making Indiana not play their game.
Do you think OKC played their game until like midway through the fourth?
Without question. Yeah, they played really well.
I just Indiana had so much depth on the bench. I don't maybe can you rely on the bench? They were outstanding.
No, you rely on your starters and hope to get some help. I think that's the way it works most of the time.
Let's do this. Let's talk more about the NBA Finals and your take on tonight's game. I'm just curious, do you think Oklahoma City comes back tonight? 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. Plus, tough for me not to talk about the Stanley Cup Finals because last night's game was another thriller that went to overtime, and you know, Jeff was making fun of it. So we'll have to debunk what he thinks and re-educate him about the NHL
when
we come back. Yes, it's coming up next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, plus Tim May at 1 o'clock, live from the U.S. Open.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.